Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. Now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A split of a couple nail biters at home last weekend or last week. You lose 80-78, a tough loss to UNCW, but then bounce back and get an impressive win over Charleston, 63-58. Just give me your impressions of those two games.
Well, in any year, you have tremendous highs and deep valleys that you go through, and we experienced the valley and the peak in 48 hours. And I was very proud of the way our players bounced back from a tough loss at home on Thursday night in overtime. And I had a great sense Friday in practice that our guys were bouncing back. And I thought our preparation was good. And then I thought we played well early on Saturday against Charleston. And Charleston, everybody knows what they're capable of. And we were down at halftime, and our guys were resilient and had a great second half, and we got a good victory.
I know when we talked last week, you talked about some of the highs and lows that you had gone through in the non-conference portion of the schedule and bouncing back specifically, I think, Canisius and then going in to win at Indiana State. How much do things that happened early in the year, how much do you think that helped you to bounce back on Saturday?
There's no question in my mind that the experiences that we've had in the non-conference have prepared us for many things we see in conference. Whether it's the travel that we had when we played Boston U and Boston and then went to Buffalo and then went to Terre Haute, Indiana in a six-day stretch. And then you turn around and go to Boston and New York in the middle of the bomb cyclone. So the trips were very similar. And as you referenced, the bounce back from the tough Canisius loss to play well and get a great victory at Indiana State has helped us the last two weekends to bounce back and get a victory on Sunday against Hofstra and then to bounce back and get a victory last Saturday against Charleston.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get it for us, Ruth.
You have a question from Joshua Fish with Daily News Record. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Josh.
Looking ahead to Thursday, obviously JMU has had its fair share of close losses the past couple of weeks. What stands out about them on tape?
They're tremendously talented, and they have potential to be explosive within a game. And we often talk about the importance of a 40-minute game and every possession being valuable in it, and every possession counts. And when you've gone through the experiences that James Madison has and you've gone through the experiences that we have had, both teams have had a lot of close games. And there's going to be on Thursday night a tremendous value placed on every possession because both James Madison and we understand that you can win a loser game on any given possession, and they have quite a bit of talent.
Speaking, I guess, of their talents, their, I guess, newest starting point guard with Matt Lewis with Joey McClain out. What stands out about Lewis when you watch him on film?
Well, what I see in James Madison is I see a team that is evolving, and it's very, very normal process to when you got as many new players and young players as they have, and then you get a guy like Lewis who's stepping into a new role within the year, and that you see him growing and you see him learning what Lou is trying to put in place, and you see him make really good plays, and then you see him still battling to figure out what they're trying to do within their system. And so it's an evolving team and a team that's very potentially explosive, and they've played a lot of close games.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Matt, it's been a year around the conference where the offensive numbers and the shooting percentages and the points have been kind of eye-popping, but your team defensively last week held both teams under 41% shooting. You guys are leading the league by a pretty wide margin in field goal percentage defense and CA play. What's been the key to that, and what are you doing well?
Well, it's something that we place an emphasis on, and I really think even though we've had some losses, Canisius, as we referenced before, Northeastern, and then Wilmington, I really think we're close to being what I would call a good defensive team. I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're consistent enough with what we're trying to do. But I really think your question, what are we doing well? I think we're working to contest shots pretty consistently. And we have a philosophy that we want to make people miss as opposed to hope that they miss. And I feel like if you can make people miss for a large part of a 40-minute game, then you can hold their field goal percentage down. And we've done it some, and I think we're close to being a good defensive team, but we're just a step or two away from where we want to be.
I want to talk about one individual before I let you go, and that's Steven Santa Ana, who came up big in that Charleston game, 6-8 from three with 23 points and had a solid game with 15 against UNCW. And I think it appeared that he got off to a bit of a slow start this season, but it seems to have really kicked it in since conference play started. Just talk about his performance last week and how he's played the last month or so.
Well, he's a fun guy to coach because he's so enthusiastic and emotional and passionate about the game. He loves to play, and he's at his best when he's playing with passion. And what he's done over the last month, he has focused on details and little things, loose balls and being in the right place defensively and coming up with a defensive rebound for a guard, or maybe even a bounce-out offensive rebound. And I think when you focus on those kind of things, then it helps your offense. And, you know, if a shooter's just a shooter, then he'll have a good game, and then he may have a bad game. But if a guy like Steven or any guy that's a really good shooter focuses on loose balls and defense and little things within our system, then you can battle through a tough shooting night and still have a good performance. And Steven's been able to do that in the last seven or eight games.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.